views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and Happy New Year. I'm here. My name is Nancy. We're having a little studio issues here with Mary Jane and her microphone. For those of you who are new to listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and she does the TAPS program, the Accelerated Performance System, which is a form of muscle testing your body, finding out where your deficiencies are, recommending a whole food nutrition product which gets into the body, balances it, and brings you back to optimal health. Not only does she work on people, she also works on animals, small children, any child.
When you're pregnant.
Yeah. So she has an office in Issaquah,
prenatal.
Washington. Yeah. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. And the good news is if you don't live in the area, you can still make an appointment with Mary Jane over the phone, as a lot of her clients, even locally, with our lovely traffic these days, choose to do their appointment over the phone. So she's my mom. She's my healthcare provider. And she's pretty awesome. And today we're talking about, we're after the holidays, we're talking about boosting your immune systems. I'm sure a lot of people have made those lovely New Year's resolutions to go back to the gym. I know one person in particular who's going to go with her husband to be supportive. She does not even belong in a gym.
She's a toothpick.
She's a toothpick, but she's going to go to the gym and support her husband. And I like mom's approach better. If you get your body balanced, there's no need to go to the gym to lose all that weight. If you stay balanced, you're able to do regular exercise and stay healthy without going through that lovely, you know, you see all those commercials, Weight Watchers, Nutrisystem, Jenny Craig, New Year, New You. I say, why don't you just, you know, have a new you all year and you don't have to worry about it. So with that, also, I'd like to say hello to Benny. Benny's here.
Hello, ladies.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to the both of you as well.
Yes, it's starting to get happy now. We were a little under the weather.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were.
Yeah.
And it's still continuing to kind of like float around the area. But this is a new year. It's a one
new
year,
beginnings.
I believe. Right, that's right. New beginnings, new intentions, lots of great things.
New everything. New, yeah. New. Okay, before we get started, I just have to give a special thank you to Jim. You know who you are. For that lovely, fabulous gift that you gave to Mary Jane for me. The donuts are awesome. All right, Mary Jane just like rolled her eyes in disgust. There's nothing wrong with donuts.
Stops at a special bakery to bring those to me.
That's sweet.
Yeah. And let
very special bakery. Yeah.
And they are phenomenal.
Okay.
And my motto is everything in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a moderation girl, so that's why mom was over there rolling her eyes going, oh, my God, you mentioned the donuts. Yes, I do eat donuts on occasion.
Very fresh, very nice.
Only when I get them for Jim. So
he's
Jim,
my special guy.
Thank you so very much for your thoughtfulness. I truly appreciate it, and they were fabulous. Okay, now let's talk about getting everyone healthy, their immune system boosted so they don't get that lovely cold from the HE double hockey sticks, which I seem to have had for 3 weeks, no matter what I did. But I look at it as a way of your body's clearing out old stuff,
exactly.
Old emotional stuff. So if you take that approach, you're sick, you feel awful. It's a way of your body getting rid of all that old stuff that you've been holding on to. So it's not necessarily a bad thing.
It's you go with the flow and you don't look at it, how you feel, and think about what's going on with you and what comes up. and don't need to sit in it and stew in it. Just it's about letting it go and putting out there what you want for the new year.
Exactly.
And it's never too late. It's like, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? It's like now is the time to really think about it. It's like people say, oh, I want to do this or I want to do that. You got to write it down. It's not, and be clear on it and create a vision, a compelling vision that is so crystal clear. And the clearer it is, the more you rewrite this, the clearer it is, the more you attract it to you.
Well, I get these emails from Deepak Chopra and Oprah, and on one of them was, it's called the 52 List Project. And it gives you, you create these lists, like the first one is your goals and dreams. You write down your goals and dreams, and then you continue to do all these other lists. So it's a
way. And that's perfect.
It's a way of writing it down and making things come happen. So it could be big, it could be something simple, but if you write it down. So I bought that, the 52 List Project. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes
& Noble. That's excellent, because when I tell people, you know, write down what you want, sometimes people don't even have an idea. They go blank.
I don't know
what I want. So when you have something like that, it's a guideline so you could identify exactly what you're looking for, write it down, and it can bring you more clarity. So you bring those things into your life.
And the nice thing is you can keep adding to it. So it's not like, it could be anything. It could be anything you want.
Well, and it should be. You look at it big. Like if you could have anything in the world you wanted, money wasn't an issue, nothing was blocking you, what would that look like? And to get that vision is usually pretty difficult for people because they're so stuck in where they are. And that's why they don't change or get better. Because they don't have that vision or that clarity.
Well, then you have that self-talk going, well, you're not going to do that. That's not going to happen for you. So look into the 52 List Project. And I think there's a 52 List Happiness Project. So,
perfect.
Again, Amazon and Barnes & Noble is where I've been able to locate those.
It's what brings you joy. What do you want to contribute? What do you want to become?
Yeah, so it's,
and how does that feel?
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. It's broken up into like winter, spring, summer, and fall. So, and it's not very expensive. I think it was like $16.95.
But even just writing, if you didn't do that, it's about writing that list, no matter what, because that's what's going to help you to become clearer and to attract what you want in your life to make a change. And this is a perfect time to do that.
Okay, so.
So in order to do all those things, you really need to be healthy. And feel good. If you don't feel good and you're not healthy, you're kind of in that low vibration energy.
Blah.
And you can't even, there's no way you could get out of it. And often people are doing what they could to survive. Like if somebody, for example, has a bad gallbladder, what they do is they eat the foods that they can tolerate, and they manage it, and then they think they're better, because what they eat no longer bothers them, because they're avoiding everything that's better for them, but they feel okay on top, but underneath they're not healthy at all.
And what Mary Jane does is she's able to go to the actual root cause, what is causing your problem, instead of treating symptoms, which don't necessarily, you know, you treat your symptoms, you still have that underlying cause that's creating the problem.
Exactly. I'll give you an example.
Before you do that, I don't mean to interrupt. Mary Jane is going to be answering your questions. So if you have a question for Mary Jane, it could be about yourself, your pet, anything at all, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Now is your opportunity to get some of your questions answered and get started on that new year. Okay. Didn't mean to.
Oh, an example of had a little girl come in, and she was very young, and she was losing her hair. She had bald patches on her head. And the mother had taken her to a few doctors, and she was diagnosed with alopecia, hair loss, basically. And so there was no recommendations for them, nothing that they said to do. And somehow she got my name, and she brought the little girl into me, and the little girl had parasites. And so remember, parasites are little microbes. And somebody said, well, how does a little kid get parasites? Well, that's pretty easy. If their digestion is off, same with adults, if your digestion is not right, then everything has some parasites in it, like lettuce and
chocolate
that sits on the, you know, the stuff in the stores that sits there, that can have parasites in it. And so when you eat these things, if you have a good digestive system, you burn those parasites up and they're not a problem.
That's when your system is balanced between the acid and the alkaline. But if your system's too alkaline, then you can get parasites.
Yeah, if you don't have enough hydrochloric acid or digestive enzymes in your system. So this little girl's digestion was off, and all I did was put her on a product to correct her digestion, which also got rid of parasites. And within 4 weeks, well, she was certainly better within a couple of weeks. But after 8 weeks, I mean, her hair was growing in, and now her hair is totally, you can't even see where she had those spots anymore. So it's looking for, sometimes it's not always the spot you're looking at, but there's something else going on.
The underlying.
And whenever you lose your hair, It's the end result of something you've had for a long time that's out of balance.
Yeah, so I had parasites way a long, long time ago. And when I had parasites, I found myself eating constantly. No matter how much I ate, I was never full. Then I got a little chubby. But it was kind of like, what is going on with me? I mean, I'd come home from work and I'd eat from the time I got home until the time I went to bed. And then Mary Jane was just new into this, and I thought, okay, we're going to see what it is. It was parasites. Nasty. Nasty.
Well, because most of the time it affects the pancreas, and the pancreas then, your blood sugar is off. You could be up and down. And also, if you have parasites for a long time, and remember, they can be just like tiny microbes. Then if you have it for a long time, it depletes your blood, and you become anemic. And that's part of the hair loss issue.
Yeah, so we all know about my anemia story. Okay, time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Come on, I want to dance in the dark. Come on, we're going to light up the night.
Want to relax more, feel happier, and be more confident? Do you want to have more success in your life? Dave Dodge has some easy, effective methods to help you release your anxiety, worry, fear, depression, and even physical pain. Tune in to Stress Buster Radio with Dave Dodge every second Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information on how Dave can help you release your stress, visit StressBusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions are available.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. This technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soul Tech Chair.
The Soltec Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to SoltecWellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, Wellbeing.
Registration is now open for the 25th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join the fabulous presenters from around the country on February 16th through the 20th. If you believe in raising the feminine spirit and transforming our world, then this conference is for you. Get your tickets now. One day and full weekend passes are available. For more information about presenters and tickets, visit womanofwisdom.org. That's womanofwisdom.org.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with Mary Jane Mack, who's also my mom. Holistic Intuitive, now is your opportunity to ask Mary Jane any question you want about yourself, about a family member, about a pet. You've had something going on, just isn't right, not sure, can't get any answers. Mary Jane is the lady to talk to. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Okay, new year, new you.
All right. Have you done your list, Nancy?
You know, I'm working on my list. I'm working on my 52-project list. And, lately there's been a little chaos in my life right now, which has kind of kept me preoccupied. But all is good. And, yes, I keep adding to it every day.
I can tell them about our little chaos. I have two horses on a truck. Stuck on I-5 going to California because there's a snowstorm.
Camp. They're going to camp.
They're going down to Dennis Reese at Reese Ranch for my gypsy van, or Rua, is going for the Signature Horse Program for 3 months. And Jake went to keep him company. And it's not been a good week to ship horses.
No.
Ice storms in Portland.
I'm sure the boys are not happy. Boys are not happy. So we keep talking to them, sending them good messages, saying they're going to really have a good time when they get down there. It'll be warm. It'll be sunny. But right now, I'm sure they're like, where the hell are we going? And in this truck, we're done now. So, yeah. So there's I'm doing my list, and I'll just be honest with everyone. I'm one of those people, when you sit down and you read what you're supposed to do a list on, it's like I just go blank. Everything just kind of shuts down and locks down. So
it's kind of normal.
It is sometimes. Normal. So it's not. Yeah. So it doesn't come easy. So I'll talk to. I got an Echo. I got an Alexa for Christmas, which I absolutely love. So I'll just have Alexa play a little song. Pretty soon I'll get into the song and then things will start popping in. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I want that. Oh, yeah, I want to do that. Oh, yeah. So don't sit there and beat yourself up. Just relax and. If you don't have your book with you, write on a piece of scrap paper and add it to whatever journal that you have at home so you don't forget.
Right.
So
put it on your phone or your iPad or put it anywhere you want.
Get that list.
So you're doing your list and now you want to be healthy. And again, over the holiday, the people I've seen after the holiday coming out of, besides being the cold and flu things, if you have where the drains in the house, if your drains in your house are bad, you're going to have more problem with congestion and lung conditions. So it's a good idea to make sure if you've been sick to go ahead and do your drains again. And
no, drains are always important. I did my drains again because it was super slow. So I did it with vinegar and baking soda a couple of times, and it didn't, I mean, I'm not sure what was stuck in that drain, but I had to go and buy some other stronger plumber stuff.
Well, we have a teenager.
And it works much better, so yeah, it's all good.
All right.
We're going to go to the phone lines, and we have Erin. Hi, Erin.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's your question for Mary Jane?
So my question is, I just recently got diagnosed with Hashimoto's.
Okay.
And I'm curious about if you can get any kind of read as to if that's really what it is and if it's something I'm going to be able to kind of control without having to be on thyroid for the rest of my life. Because I'm really into health and alternative healing, and so I'd be open to see what
okay.
You might suggest.
So how's your digestion?
You know, it's gotten a lot better, but within like this last couple of weeks, I've been just getting a lot more bloating after I feel like I eat things. I've been trying to stay away from certain, you know, like glutens and things, but this feels kind of wacky all of a sudden.
You have your gallbladder score is a 2. It should be a 10. So the first thing that shows up isn't your thyroid, it's your gallbladder. And see, you're doing exactly what I started to talk about. You're avoiding the foods that bother you, and that it helps you, and you do feel better, but underneath you still have a gallbladder issue. That means it's full of heavy sludge. And when that gallbladder gets backed up, it backs up your other organs. It can back up your thyroid and your, of course, the thyroid. So you look at what else is going on first, and see how that corrects the thyroid. And so,
okay.
So you don't. I wouldn't even start with your thyroid. I'd start with your body, because your gallbladder shows up first. Your bile duct is second. Now, the bile duct lubricates the liver to produce bile, and then it goes through the gallbladder and gets in your gut to digest your food. When you don't have that bile, that's when you get bloated, because the food putrefies and rots. And then it takes, if you don't have the bile to digest it. And then when you have a gallbladder that's a 2, again, it backs up all your organs. So the function is in low gear. So your thyroid shows to be low, and your kidneys are a 2. So by correcting the gallbladder, then you see what you got, where you're at.
Okay.
And then you have a clearer picture, because it's amazing when you go to the source.
Yeah, the gallbladder is a problem for everything. And so sometimes, a lot of times, just by taking care of that gallbladder, it may clear the thyroid up. Just by taking care of the gallbladder and the bile duct, it may bring everything back to normal.
It will bring back to normal. It's a matter of how much it brings it back, or if there's something else we need to do to help correct the thyroid is how we do it.
Because if your gallbladder's off and you go in and you get tests and blood tests, it throws everything off, which is not necessarily the right thing.
You're not getting a clear picture. Yeah.
So does that answer your question, Erin?
Yeah. But what's the typical thing to clear up your gallbladder? Is it diet, or is
the typical thing is to give our office a call and come in, because it's very specific nutrition to monitor you, to get you out of this, because you're what I consider in a crisis. And it's pretty, well, your body's in low gear. Other things are starting to show up because of that.
Yeah.
So by coming in, we put you on, you're doing some of the things like no gluten, no wheat, no dairy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put you on specific nutrition to repair the gallbladder and get the bile duct working again, so that everything comes back quicker, and then you feel good.
Mm-hmm. I'm good. The bioduct, is that part of like leaky gut too? Or is that
leaky gut, completely different?
Okay.
That's a little bit different. But when you have a bioduct in a gallbladder, it'll affect your gut too. So you have to, and also what's affected is you got to correct your stomach digestion. So it's all this package deal. And if your kidney is off, that also can affect your gut. So when your kidney's backed up in low gear, then everything backs up into your gut and causes other issues.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'll definitely give you a call and come in and see you and see what I can do to reset my body.
We'd be happy to take care of you.
Thank you, Erin.
All right. Thanks so much.
Have a great day. Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And not just because she's my mom, but what she does works. I mean, she has a direct line into your body, and your body tells her exactly what needs to be taken care of in the proper order. And it's amazing. Amazing things happen when that all goes together.
All I do is follow your body. I don't go, whatever your body tells me in order exactly what you need. And when we follow that protocol, then your body will heal itself and everything else falls in line. I don't go, you could come in with a whole list of symptoms, but when I tell you what it's really coming from, it usually makes a lot of sense, but it may not have anything to do with the particular organs or whatever you're talking about.
Well, as I mentioned, I was a little under the weather during the holidays, and I had talked to mom and I said, my God, my teeth are hurting. I mean, my teeth hurt, my gums hurt. I was like, what is going on? I had a toxic stomach from something I ate.
Well, and a toxic stomach is easy to get. Like people say, well, oh my goodness, how did I get that? It could be environmental, the air you're breathing in, again, from drains, or just from workplaces, the energy, the electricity. All those things can affect the toxins can affect your stomach.
Food,
absolutely. Microwaving and eating out in restaurants. I don't care what restaurant you eat out at. That's a big deal, is getting toxins in your stomach and affecting how you feel. And then if you have those toxins in your stomach, then all those toxins go up. So it can cause you lung issues, can cause sinus issues, can cause the gums. Now, what happens is when you get the toxins in the stomach, now they go through the bladder and kidney. And bladder and kidney is what causes the lung and the sinus and the gums and all those issues. But often if we can correct the stomach before it gets too bad in the kidney and the bladder, then we can clear it up faster.
And let me just say, after a day and a half, my mouth, my teeth stopped hurting along with my gums. And I have no idea what it was that I ate, because during that time of my illness, I wasn't eating much of anything. So.
Well, like I said, it doesn't necessarily take much.
Take much. So.
Even if you go out into a store and environmental, you don't know what's in the air. But the other thing is, when you have a toxic stomach, you can have a bladder issue where you can have like incontinence, or people have urgency, and that comes from the toxic stomach.
All right. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Time for us to take a quick break.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's DanaCanetto.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy, here with Mary Jane, the great Mary Jane, and the awesome Penny.
I love that. The great Mary Jane.
She is.
No, I know, but it's just how you presented it.
Just... Yeah, well.
And
yeah.
Over here behind the curtain, the great Mary Jane.
Or we could say the magnificent
that
Mary
too.
Jane.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to go to the phones and talk to Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
Hi, good. Thank you.
Great. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Well, I was recently diagnosed with Hashimoto's or borderline Hashimoto's as well.
Okay.
I'm calling in.
See what that is. Mary Jane, for those people out there who don't know what that is, can you just tell people?
What's a virus in the thyroid?
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. Well, you have your first thing is you got a toxic stomach that shows up first. And then you have an inflamed right kidney. And your kidney is, it's pretty hot, pretty inflamed. Do you have back pain?
No.
Do you have sick stomach?
No, I don't. I was in Mexico in October, though, and when I got back, I sure did. And so I took colloidal silver for a while, and it seemed to clear up, but maybe I didn't.
Yeah, you still got it. Your stomach has still got a lot of bacteria in it, and then you need some hydrochloric acid. But your kidney is really inflamed. Sometimes you will have back pain. Sometimes you won't. Sometimes you'll have other symptoms, more digestive systems. Sometimes you'll be bloated. Sometimes it'll be joint pain. Do you have sometimes it'll be sinus problems? Breathing, shortness of breath. Do you have any of those things?
No, but I have had hip pain recently, which I've never had before.
That's the other thing. You can have hip pain, knee pain,
joint pain.
Yeah. So, because your kidney is pretty inflamed, and all that means, see, now you've got a toxic stomach, which could have aggravated that. So what I would do is put you on a program to clean up your stomach first. And then that will help clean up your kidney. Remember I talked about earlier, if you have a toxic stomach and a lot of bacteria, that toxin goes through your kidney and through your bladder.
Right.
And then it causes inflammation, and especially in the bladder, it will be urgency, like people really have to go to the bathroom very quickly. And that's mm-hmm. That's because of the poison. Do you have that?
I have, at times I do.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And that's absolutely from the bacteria in the stomach, because you sometimes, because you already have it, if you were to eat something that had more bacteria in it, sometimes you just could barely make it to the bathroom. I mean, you have that because it's so irritating to the bladder. So,
wow.
So when I tune into your Hashimoto's, your thyroid is basically, I'm not picking up like your thyroid's a zero function. When you take care of just the stomach, your thyroid goes right back up to a 10. So again,
you're
diagnosed with borderline Hashimoto's, but I always go by what the numbers are. I don't care what anybody's diagnosed with. I look at their mm-hmm. body and then I correct that issue. And what I'm looking for, if that issue is corrected, then if the other organ goes back to a 10, then it changes everything. So
yeah.
then I recommend you go back later and be retested, but not for a little while.
Okay. Did you say my thyroid is a zero?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It's a zero. But that's because of the bacteria in your stomach and your kidney. So
okay.
You take care of the stomach alone and your thyroid goes to a 6. Then you take care of the kidney and it goes to a 10. So it's a
okay.
multiple thing. You got to do a few things to get that right. It's all about everything I do is balancing those numbers from 0 to 10. And it's a check system. You get one right and you make sure that the number comes all the way up. So you wouldn't even do anything. I wouldn't even touch your thyroid. I would do the other things to get things balanced, and then we see how the thyroid comes out.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right. Well, yes, it makes total sense.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
welcome. Have a great day. Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. Rhonda's in the office. However, Rhonda doesn't answer the phone. That means she's on the other line or with the client at the time. So just leave your name and number, and Rhonda will call you back. Okay, that's interesting. I didn't know what that Hashimoto thing was, so... I'm sure I'm not the only person. So,
well, again, it doesn't matter what anyone comes into the office with a diagnosis. I'm listening to what they're saying and what they've been diagnosed with, but at the same time, I'm checking the body. If it doesn't take me right to the thyroid, that's not my initial concern.
Well, nice.
So I just go with what they need to get back in balance. Then we see at the end how that corrects the thyroid.
Well, that's just another. That's what we talked about earlier. Your symptoms and what you think is wrong is not necessarily...
Well, there's been research and articles about 87 and higher percent of medical diagnoses are incorrect.
Well,
and tests. Yeah.
And like you had said before, if your gallbladder's off or anything's off, all your tests are going to be off when you go into the...
Well, your liver enzymes will be off. I've had people come in and their gallbladder was a 2 and their bile duct a 2, and they just came from the doctor and the doctor wants to do a liver biopsy because their liver enzymes were so out of whack. And we just put them on a program, get that corrected, send them back to the doctor, get it checked, and they're... Like amazed, they sometimes they'll ask, well, what did you do? Because they were, how could you go from being so bad to being so good?
So, miracles happening in Mary Jane's office. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call here at 1-800-930-2819. We are talking about new year, new you, balancing your body, getting that optimal health.
Being healthy so that you could attract what you want in your life. It's all about your vibration. If your vibration is a thing about it, if you're a 2 out of a 10, your energy, you got not much going for you.
You got nothing going on.
So you have to think about you're kind of a dim light bulb. So you want to be a bright light bulb to attract all those good things in. And the healthier you are, the easier it is to do it because you feel good about yourself. and you believe that there's more for you.
Exactly. I started off this year saying this is my year. It's my year. It's going to be my year. It's going to be a great year, even though I was deathly ill. We had other stuff going on. But you know what? It is my year, and I have to keep reminding myself that every morning when I get up when I'm feeling a little, as Mary Jane calls, dim. I'm like, oh, no, it's my year. I'm not going to let myself
However, talk. I'll say, even though you felt bad, Nancy, and had that the bug going around, I mean, with taking the nutrition that you did, you still functioned every day. You did. You didn't wind up in bed.
There was no pity party. I was like up. I was moving. I was doing stuff.
Walking.
I felt awful, but I didn't have a pity party for myself. Although I will say, I did want a do-over for Christmas and New Year's.
And so. Taking the nutrition helped you.
I think taking the nutrition kept me from being totally incapacitated and on my deathbed. But with the nutrition, you know, I still felt not great, but I was I was functioning. Yeah. So it was a help. I can only imagine if I didn't have that nutrition, I'd probably be in bed for weeks and miserable. So,
but here you are.
Here I am.
On the path.
I'm on the path. New me. Okay, what else can we do?
Well, and that's what I want. I mean, I can't emphasize enough for each and every one of you to really focus on not what's going on with you, but what do you want in your life? Because the more you focus on what's not right, what's not working, like people aren't talking to you or your life isn't great, and stop looking at the other person to make you better. Because nobody could make you better but you. And when you're talking about somebody else that's something else, they don't not paying attention to you or they don't care about you. What is really going on with you that you're attracting that?
Well, and you have to make changes. You know, you don't. Some changes may be more drastic than others, but you need to start with simple changes to get yourself on that right path. No pity party.
Well, and it's stop looking at other people and look at yourself. What are you doing? And what can you do to change? And the more you, the more that you're irritated by other people, the more you're attached to it. You haven't let it go.
Well, they say that what you see in other people that irritates you is a mirror. So whatever it is that you don't like about that person, you really don't like about yourself. Isn't that what that mirror thing
exactly.
is?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's not a fun
So it's
thing
never,
to do.
And I know you always hate to hear that. Well, oh my, there it is again. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's people in your life you think you've let go and not been attached to the outcome, and then little things pop up and there it is. You're still thinking about them and you still let them affect you. When you have people in your life that you totally let go of that are causing an issue, that means that no matter what they say or what they do, it doesn't rile you up or irritate you. You can just kind of take it in and let it go.
Yeah, it's like, yep, there it is again. And just kind of go on your way and be where you need to be. Okay, you are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. Time for us to take a short break. We'll catch you on the other side.
Ari Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Ari has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Ari party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Imagine a world where good news,
oh yeah,
positive information and stories were the mainstream. Tell us your positive story. Hashtag positivity rules. You are listening to the Transformation Radio Network.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. Your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with the, we're going to just go, Magnificent Mary Jane, who's answering your questions and taking your calls about any health issue that you might have going on. It could be about you, your pet, your child. So if you have a question, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And we talked a little bit about the drains earlier, but now it's probably a good time to do your drains. You know, I'm sure a lot of people have company over the holidays. You got your kids coming home from college, taking showers, probably a few more people. It's always good to do your drains at least once a month. And you do that with vinegar and baking soda. And I always get the amounts wrong. What is it?
Well, it's at least a fourth a cup of baking soda and two or three cups of white vinegar, depending on how bad your drains are. And if you live in an apartment or a condo, your drains are always going to be worse.
I went out of town, and I couldn't sleep. And I've stayed at this hotel several times, and I've never had a problem. But I was it was driving me crazy. And I called Mary Jane, and I said, hey, what is going on? I got my nutrition. Everything's good. I come back to my hotel room. I'm completely exhausted, and then I'm, like, awake. It was my drains.
It was your drains.
It was my drains. So I went out.
A quick fix for if you're in a hotel is get a bottle of bleach, and you could temporarily disinfect the drain while you're there. Like, sometimes if people – I used to have people going out of town, staying in hotels for a week. If you did that – and they'd be totally – they'd be fine till they got there, same thing. And if you put some bleach down the drain, it disinfects them. It doesn't clean them like the other, but it works.
Yeah, so I don't know if I got one of those liquid plumbers or drainer or whatever it is or bleach. But, man, I went out, picked that up, came back, poured it down the sink and the shower, and I was fine. I mean, it was like the next day. I did that first thing in the morning. And then when I came back to the hotel again at night, I was like, okay. Went to bed.
Perfect example.
Went to sleep right away. So, I mean, it really does.
It does make a difference.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, they use enough chemicals and other stuff, but they don't really clean those drains.
They're
just
not
with
pouring
whatever
stuff
people do.
They're not pouring stuff down those drains.
No,
they're
but people are pouring
other
chemicals
stuff
down the drains.
But,
you know?
So it's kind of like, but even for me, you know, knowing all of this stuff, I was like, what is going on? I've stayed here before. Don't know what the problem was. So it's just a good reminder of do your drains.
And remember, it, like an apartment or condos or even some houses, if you're on a sewer line, it may not necessarily be just your drains, but things back up to your house and cause the problem. It could be somebody's, the pipes are blocked down the road or down not far, far away, but that's an issue.
It affects your pets as well. If your dogs are starting to
itching. Dogs will
be
itching and scratching and yeah.
Yeah, that's another sign. Do those drains.
Well, remember when it's your drains, it affects your stomach and then your kidney and bladder.
I was going to say, because then you get that toxic stomach. And on our previous caller, Cheryl, I believe, were her drains okay or no? Would that be
Cheryl needs to do her drains.
Cheryl,
yeah.
Do your drains. What about our first caller, Erin?
She needs to do her drains, too.
Do your drains, Erin. That'll kind of help a little bit.
If you haven't done them, you just need to do them. It's so easy.
Quick and simple. Okay. All right. We got off track, and that was my fault. I apologize. All right, Mary Jane, where would you like to go? She's looking. She's laughing. It's not my show. I keep forgetting. It's not my show.
Okay. For your immune system for now, don't forget to also do your doorknobs, your light switch. Do some standard disinfecting on a regular basis so that you keep things kind of under control, especially, well, if you do have people sick, you want to do that.
Those little germ carriers who go to school and then they come home and they like to spread their germs and share with everyone else in the house. That was how I got sick, was my niece.
So, like Nancy talked about at the beginning of the show about whether you're going to the gym or not, you know, it's a personal choice to go to a gym if you feel you want to do it, but you want to go because you want to be healthy and work out so it's effective. If you're going to the gym and you're trying to lose weight and it's not working, then something else is wrong. Either your digestion is off or something's out of balance and you're going to stay stuck and just get bigger and bigger. And it's probably you're also eating the wrong food. So, but if you're eating the right food and trying to do the right thing and you're not losing weight, then there's something else going on.
Yeah, those hidden things. And 9 times out of 10, it's that dreaded gallbladder, which kind of keeps you stuck.
It could be gallbladder, your stomach and kidney. Absolutely.
So, my favorite gallbladder thing is I find if my gallbladder's off, I eat a lot. And normally I don't eat a lot. I mean, I eat my basic meal.
Well, it's the same what we talked about. You don't digest and absorb, so then you go for the quick fix all the time.
And I'm pretty careful about what I eat.
And then if your gallbladder or something is out of balance, you're going to get sick easier. Your immune system is off. You don't feel as good. Your energy's low. Your joints hurt. You don't feel like getting up and doing anything. So it all goes to some foundation things that are pretty simple to change. And again, even though you think you're doing the right thing, food has energy to it. So sometimes you think you're like taking the right supplements from the store, but everything has energy. And if it's not the right energy, the food, whether it could be organic or not, if it's not fresh and what I call high energy, then it slows the body down and it can be as bad as other bad food for you.
Dead. It's dead.
It's dead.
And I have to say, when I've gone to the grocery store and I've gone to the organic produce section, I've seen some organic produce that looks pretty dead.
Right. So it's all common sense. You have to look for what's fresh and know what you're eating. So just because you're eating organic or drinking sometimes these organic juices in the bottle, a lot of those don't score. I score everything. It has to be a 7 to a 10 to be any good. And if it's below that, there's no energy to it, and then it slows the body down, and it doesn't build you up.
Yeah, and the other thing is no microwaving. You can't microwave because whatever live food you're putting into the microwave, it's dead by the time it comes out after you've nuked it. And dead stuff makes you hold on to your weight, correct?
Well, it gives you a toxic stomach.
And then you hold on to all that weight, so you're not getting
healthy. It's interesting because now they hardly ever sell microwaves anymore.
I know.
It's all convection ovens.
Any other final words that you might have for everyone?
This is a new year for your new beginnings. So think about what you want. This is the most important thing. Change your expectations and be very clear on what it is, the direction you're going. Remember, if you're not moving forward, you're stepping back and stuck. And then your life doesn't change. And it's all a time to be a better you.
Be a dreamer. Think big. Yeah. Think small. And don't get frustrated, because I know when I got my book, I had it for a couple of days. I was super excited, and it's like, geez, I just went completely blank. So give yourself a break. Take some time.
Have fun.
Have fun with it, and things will come to you. Yeah. So we thank you all very much for listening. We'll be with you next month, and drive safely out there. It looks pretty rainy. Hope everybody has a fabulous day. Thanks for listening.
They wonder why I'm such a baby.